Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Rich Johnson, the owner of the Invisible Fence Company in Hazlett. And, Rich, before the break, we were talking a lot about the training that your company does on behalf of the people who purchase the system. Can you help us understand? You mentioned the indoor training that they do, but I would imagine you said as you get into spring, that is one of the busier season, and I see it with my animals as the squirrels are out and all the other animals are out there running around.
As the critters come out, the dogs are interested.
No question about it. So can you help us understand what you're doing to keep those animals safe during that period where there is so much temptation?
Yes, we have one of our professional trainers takes the lead in the training process. We don't live at the house, so we can't do 100% of it, but what we do is we guide the owner how to do it, and we do work with each dog personally, individually, with each animal. And as I mentioned, we start inside the house. And then after several days when the dogs recognize, again, to avoid those indoor flags, then we flag the yard outside, take the dog outside on leash, and work with them and show them that the boundary is outside as well as inside. So what happens is we allow the dog to just wander up to it. They feel a little bit of the correction. They turn around, come back, and we play with them to reassure them because, ironically, people think there's a real negative in training with invisible fence, and there isn't. It should be done pretty much like a good dog training. It should be fun for the dog and the owner. So basically, our job is to show the dog as much where they want to be, and they figure out where they don't want to be. And then as the dog, we see several days of work with the dog outside. And again, people can just incorporate this into the potty break with the dog. So it doesn't have to be hours and hours out there. They can do short segments several times a day just as they have to do anyhow, especially with puppies. And as we see the dog avoiding the perimeter, because they show us what's going on, they show us that they're figuring it out. Then we go to temptation training for several days where we purposely tempt them with different things, other dogs walking around, balls, toys, owners, food. And at that point, the dog's still avoiding going into the perimeter. Then at that, they're ready to go off leash, but supervised. So your start to end process typically is about 3 weeks.
We've got individuals that don't have a fence out there, and this is an alternative to that. They don't even need to call a fence company. But what about those who already have a fence around their perimeter? Is there any advantage to the invisible fence?
Oh, certainly.
Or is it just for those individuals that don't have a fence?
Well, actually both. We do probably 60 to 80 jobs every year with completely fenced-in backyards. Dogs are climbing, digging, or getting through gates and getting out one way or the other. And we just incorporate the invisible fence around as a secondary type of containment, and dogs stop getting out of the fence. But one of the great things about Invisible Fence brand over traditional fencing is we do front yards as well as backyards. And if you think about it, where's the real danger for most dogs?
Right.
You open the front door, especially children, the dog bolts or the dog sneaks out of the garage. Out in the road, out front they go, and that's your danger zone that we can protect and keep that dog safe out of the road where your traditional fence doesn't do that.
Yeah, that seems to make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, and I can say just from my own experience, Rich, there's nothing more scary than seeing people driving down streets way too fast and the thought that that could be my dog getting out and getting into that street. It's certainly something that has caused my wife to have nightmares, and I certainly understand that feeling.
Yes, and it's different than it was, you know, 50 years ago. There isn't probably very many streets in lower Michigan, anyhow, that you can let a dog run and not have to worry about cars going by. Even out in the country, and a lot of our businesses out in the country, people are flying down those roads, and there's no way they can stop in time.
And also, that a lot of these different breeds that are out there are really high energy, and we don't necessarily have the same, you know, amount of real estate that we used to. So life becomes a lot better for the Dalmatian, you know.
That's one of the reasons that veterinarians are really supportive of Invisible Fence brand.
Very
is
good.
That the dogs are able to get out and get exercise. You put a dog on a tie-out, you're going to have a barking, digging, frustrated dog that develops behavior problems, gets overweight. You give that dog the room to run around the yard, have fun, burn off energy. It's a much happier dog. It's a much easier dog to manage. One of the things I like to say, and I think there's a lot of truth to it, is a good dog is a tired dog. And if you allow that dog to burn some energy off,
sure.
it's much easier to handle in the house. Instead of being a pain, it becomes the family member that you want it to be.
Rich, speaking of having the dog as the family member you want them to be, one of the concerns I would imagine that comes up this time of year is the issue of people having gardens and plants and things like that.
Sure.
How can Invisible Fence help someone who spends an awful lot of time and money in making their garden look beautiful only to have that family dog go in as a one canine wrecking crew and bring all of that work to nothing?
One of the neat things we can do is we can block off isolated areas within the yard. The dog could, for example, you could have a garden in the middle of the backyard. The dog could run all the way around it, but we can isolate it to keep the dog from getting in specific garden. We can also do flower beds up by the house because people spend a lot of money to watch the Fido out there rip it up.
Oh, it's money, it's time, it's frustration.
I would imagine a swimming pool wouldn't be another.
Yes, thanks, Rick. How many dogs every year are lost, drown in swimming pools? One of the great things we can do with Invisible Fence brand is we can block off and take that danger away from the dog.
Also, the riverfront property, that's probably another issue. You had talked a little bit about doing it on a riverfront situation, but
yeah, more often we're stopping the dogs, before the water's edge.
That's what I'm thinking.
Especially the long-haired breeds come back all muddy, and again, make that dog a little bit easier to.
Can you retrain them for seasons? Like when there's ice, you can actually make it so they don't go into the water, and when there's not ice, you can change your wiring so that they're.
We do have a few rigged up that way that we can extend it into the water in the summertime. The thing you always have to remember about ice is ice gets bad.
Yep.
And you don't want the dog running out there after a goose onto the bad ice.
No, we hear about that.
Yes, yeah. So we do have several like that. That we can block them off at the lake in the wintertime and allow them to get out in the lake in the summertime.
So listening to this conversation, I'll bet you there's some listeners out there that definitely want to get a hold of you. So how do they get a hold of you?
Rick, we cover the entire mid-Michigan area. You can simply go online at InvisibleFence.com, and there's locators that will guide you to us, and you can even make an appointment to see us online. Also, our 800 number is 800-824-DOGS, or 3647.
And well, if you definitely want the best experienced hand in the area at doing a pet containment system, definitely, Rich, you're the man, so thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, you bet. I really enjoyed this. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rich. In the next segment, we're going to talk with the Humane Society about some of the great changes that the Capital Area Humane Society has done, including some changes to their cat room and an upcoming fundraiser, the Furball, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on the fence.